now expanded to a number of other planets. This species colonizes, and they are in an expansion state. Looking at the scale of their operations here, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how many of them are here and on the way, I concluded that it was a very good possibility that they're colonizing us.
But the man would do it if he had our way of doing it, just as he has harmless a lot of things the same way. But without these simple things, they are very simple, you and I wouldn't be here. And the Creator's way is very simple. The reason why it looks complicated to us, because we have complicated our own society.
Don't ever push anything with red lights on. Don't touch the things with red lights on them.
And suddenly,
having gotten this thing, I got that. I didn't hear if it was either.
You mean the kind from up there?
I thought it was something you could sit out with.
Did you report it?
And
yeah.
Perhaps I should be stuck in
the
middle.
They said we'll keep it quiet until you land. And as soon as we landed, big army brass grabbed us and made us swear to secrecy about the whole thing.
Now, in the process of studying this species, I found out some things about us, at least my ideas, my concept of what we are like as a species, as a race, as human beings. My concept changed a great deal.
Fade away, fade away, Africa. Yalla, wow, no, yalla, Africa. Yeah, yalla, yalla, wow, no, yalla, Africa.
How do you feel?
As I look.
Dr. Cotu is a great man. He's a genius. Like you in your field. You were nearly dead when we dragged you from the wreck. Now you're alive. You can act, feel, eat, and drink, and you feel no pain.
The year, absolutely, but in those days it happens more powerfully and more profoundly.
About us, at least my ideas, my concept of what we are like as a species, as a race, as human beings. My concept changed a great deal.
successful marriage partners, husbands, wives, and the greater, in other words, you can graph it right on a graph. The more girls a fellow's gotten into bed with, or vice versa, the higher the divorce rate, the greater the sexual inadequacy and the failure of compatibility.
Bring that mic up there. Stick those electrons where they'll do the dance. Nothing like a good stripped down plasma dance. Even if it's only with a cock and balls alone. All by itself in a room late at night alone. All by itself. Just other multi-headed electron sticks and wavy fished one-eyed tiger snakes homoerotically homoing itself like a solo hum job of some kind, ring around the rim kind of thing, all by itself. Nothing like it, man. I know I speak for everyone out there, whatever out there you are. Even if you're listening on electromagnetically reproduced experience sometime in a different time zone, whatever that means. Meaning less and less all the time today. As we move out of the OK Corral arena and just move into the OK Podna. Gary G-Man, the instigator Geyserman right here. Ready to stick it in and instigate it. Give you your money's worth out there in the big tent, big audio tent, where little Egypt will dance as a man, all alone, under the big spotlight, homoeroticizing everything in sight, bringing you back to the delta, to the ethno-erogenous, semi-permeable fabric. Before it all began and got all strange and kinky and everything. Assuming time exists, of course. Taking poetic license here. On the Big Z House. 62% broadcast efficiency. As if 100 was too much. And I gotta tell ya, it sounds good in the studio. Ground Zero broadcast. Where electrons dance on their heads, dreaming of their tails, all alone, under the moonlight, by a lake somewhere. You'll never find it. Because the electron dance is everywhere, to all peoples. Things alike, even if none of that makes any sense in a timeless, spaceless board game you're no longer playing. I know I speak for everyone on that score. New metaphysics, plug it in, jack it off. In monopolar, monophonic, non-stereo tonight. Unless you're picking the signal up clearly. Or on the electronic bulletin board up in the sky at .org on the WZ side. 56 gleaming 8 balls per second coming at you. Thousands of 8 balls. Do the math. It's all meaningless now. Days after the internet died and all. And thank God. It was just too much. Nobody really liked it anyway. It wasn't popular to say so. Unless you were a moron, in which case you attracted attention to yourself in saying so. I'm talking about the in-between people. In-between decisiveness and pure neutralization. Ambivalent attitudes running rampantly in active field stereo all over the freaking place. 90.3 FM, what there is of it. There's a scarcity around. Emulating our capitalist brethren who have incalculably inculcated us with ideas of real zero. Real zero is a deadly weapon in anybody's pocket. Even to your own self. Let's get on with the entertainment, for crying out loud.
As we have suggested many times, as we suggested already this morning, is but one universe among many. It is relatively a small universe, not to suggest that you should feel bad, for despite the consensus reality that bigger is better, despite the male-dominating energy and the comparative energies that say bigger is better, your universe, though relatively small, is not at all diminished by its size. Thank you.
Those vibrations which are in phase with each other and which will enclose three-dimensional space. It has six edges, four corners, four faces which are equilateral triangles, and you can think of it as being a three-sided pyramid with the base forming the fourth side. Well, if you took a whole bunch of tetrahedrons and if they all had the same edge length and stacked them on each other so that their corners just touch, here again you would have continuous straight lines which intersect each other at angles of 60, 90, or 120 degrees.
Make one mistake, we try to cover it up with another.
A great deal. I was quite wrong to think that you can pay attention to science and ignore the other aspects of life.
Now we know the word universe, by its definition, means the totality of known or supposed objects and phenomena throughout space.
very curious about you. Saving the life of a great genius, we want to know more about you.
Resumes with a cover letter. People walking the sidewalks with headphones on, trying to incorporate some sort of semblance of sanity into their outer world. A charade, parade, escapade world. Now, I hate to be the one to say it, but America is due for another war. Or a deadly epidemic. How else do you think all these 1-2-bedroom apartments will suddenly become available for reasonable rent?
Angles of 60, 90, or 120 degrees, and vibrations moving along those lines could intersect each other at points in space which are equal distances apart, one wavelength apart, or an even multiple one wavelength apart.
Pack your bags, you're going to move from San Francisco to LA in a month. pack your bags, you're going to move from San Francisco to LA in a month and start pre-production.
Couldn't have any more after Lucas.
Any sign in those days that he was a genius?
No, not until he got to school.
Anything particularly remarkable about his father?
Italian, second generation. Simple farmer. Never allowed to do anything bright in his whole life.
You know what we're looking for? Something our friend would not know about his childhood.
Something that only Martino would know. Unless somebody told him.
Right.
Right. Well, I picked out a few things here. Tell me if I'm onto something useful. First of all, he was always very busy. Looked after his father's tractor at the age of 11. He was always building things, repairing things, taking the bits and putting them back to see how they worked. Inventing things.
Anything specific?
A water pump. The pump on the farm wasn't very efficient. Mother had a lot of trouble with it. Age 12, he built a new one. Very simple, very efficient. Never went wrong. I've seen it. Still there. Here's another incident from his school days. He's 60-something now, his teacher. Says he still remembers Martino. He'd been teasing the boys about being so serious all the time. Kid suddenly came out with this huge, great speech. He wrote it down afterwards. The universe is a perfect structure, constructed of perfectly fitted parts.
If you rearrange the position of one part, you affect all the others. If you add something in one place, you have to take it away from somewhere else. If we knew where everything fitted, we'd be able to do things more efficiently. That's what physics is. It is serious. We are investigating the structure of the universe and trying to figure out a system to handle it with.
This teacher always swore he was taking a kind of a monastic vow. Irrevocable, permanent, forever.
Much of this life seems to be the going back and forth, to and fro, from point A to point B. Going through the mouse motions. Inside a scientifically progressing futuristic labyrinth. through the most motions. Backtracking, putting things back, throwing things away. Returning to leave the things the way they were.
That became the old boy's favorite story. He knew that speech by heart. Every time I came home from college, I would pray he wouldn't say it again. But he always did.
Undisturbed. To show no signs of one's presence.
Pack your bags, you're going to move from San Francisco to LA in a month and start pre-production. I sort of panicked and I went through the yellow pages and found an acting instructor and went to them and I said, can you give me a crash course in
people live in Thoughtville. Unplug the projector, will ya?
Even those vibrations which are in phase with each other and which will enclose three-dimensional space.
Guillotine the switchboard wires. Show us the extent of your celebrational ways.
Six edges, four corners.
Choices.
Finally, we don't know which end is which. How to get out of the trap. Is today when the society gets that way. Well, there's only one thing, that somebody really going to try to save something and at the same time destroy the whole works.
That it is thought of as all, and that therefore there can only be one. Yet, by experience and by fact, uses but one among many dimensional and non-dimensional universes.
Experiments. You can know whether you're right or not.
Faces, which are equilateral triangles, and you can think of it as being a three-sided pyramid with the base forming the fourth side. Well, if you took a whole bunch of tetrahedrons and if they all had the same edge length and stacked them on each other so that their corners just touch, here again you would have continuous straight lines which intersect each other at angles of 60, 90, or 120 degrees.
Modification and manipulation for literally for investing in commodities.
Just got to cut in here for a minute. Dance with your with the woman who brought you. You don't mind if I do hideous and horrible things with your woman, do you? I'm speaking to everyone now. Figuratively, of course, this is a family show. Family of man. Groupings generally around the number five, for whom the word ambient was invented. Way back before the Stone Age, a long time ago. The metaphysics Gary Geiserman, trying to avoid the asteroids and the secret enemy ray gun bursts, which could come from any quarter. You'll have to trust me because you can't do anything other than changing the world you're listening to. People don't generally do that. 90.3 FM, W the ZBC. Family of one to you. ZBC.org. Email for me, GaryG4@Mac.com. Don't be shy. Only me and the government will know. GaryG4@Mac.com and WZBC.org. If you're a traveling.
Down, Spain was one of the people, was one of the ones that actually complained in the European community that there were these mysterious planes that were breaking up cloud formations in Spain to destroy the crops in Spain because of their introduction into the European market and the fact that they wanted to destroy various crops in Spain so that the price didn't drop particularly low on things like corn and wheat and what have you.
Just go to LA in a month. Pre-production.
No one is safe from amorous mischief. Situations that dare to break through.
Sort of panicked, and I went through the yellow pages and found an acting instructor and went to them and I said, can you give me a crash course in directing actors in a month? I have to direct actors in this feature film. I don't have the slightest experience doing it.
Why did you make that vow?
I didn't.
Wow, really? I was just a boy who had figured out something for himself and wanted to show off to the rest of the class. He wouldn't accept that. It had to be a vow.
Dropped my pocket protector under the truck, and I went to grab it, and my shirt got caught on the truck, and then the driver started the truck, and he started driving away.
Origins, and I can take a minute to explain a couple of those, but the first point to make here is that human imagination was so profoundly affected by cosmic events that we cannot even begin to understand the beginnings of civilization and the dominant ritual, artistic, literary, and symbolic forms of civilization until we break free completely from the uneventful solar system.
It's very true, and the average person goes out at night and really may glance up a little bit. Do we take for granted the fact that that sky is not going to change? It's immutable in its array. It's there, and it's a constant. But what you're saying, what Velikovsky said, indeed, it was not a constant early on in the history of this planet. One also would question whether we've reached the state of, quote, civilization yet today or not, but that's another issue.
Yes, indeed. Well, the roots of civilization are, on the one hand, highly barbaric, and on the other hand, filled with much grandeur. And you have to sort of acknowledge both halves of the equation.
I checked out. Neither species thinks that we are an intelligent species. I'm not being flippant about that. That's their attitude. We are not an intelligent species. An important reason for this, really, is furnished by the apparent lack of cohesion and purpose of our social organizations. The aliens, the visitors, can look at our social organizations without the benefit of any education in what it's like to be a person, without any understanding of our language. They can record our language, they can translate words, but most of what we do is motivated by emotions, by belief systems and emotional systems that they cannot share.
Or 120 degrees, and vibrations moving along those lines could intersect each other at points in space which are equal distances apart, one wavelength apart, or an even multiple of one wavelength apart, and they could all thus be in phase with each other and all thus reinforce each other. So it's from this kind of interaction.
the impression that important decisions were being made in a flipped and frivolous way.
Made radio contact with him yet?
The radio is still dead.
Do you have a positive track on him?
Yes, I have a good track.
Do you know what happened?
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't have enough information.
Open the pod door, Hal.
Magic is based upon illusionary deception. Let it take you from the natural over to the supernatural, from the ordinary over to the extraordinary.
Scary time.
I smoked that burning goat forever. That was a stink off.
But it had lots of prophecy involved.
I'm a man of few words.
Yes, you are. Right here on the Subgenius Hour.
And lots of few words.
Wonder why Fido came home with his wazoo missing, or wonder why those beefs like Buster and in the parlor and the pasture are lying out there with their throats and half their rectums missing? Well, it's because of those exists who came down to this earth one Christmas day many millennia ago to forge a new link. One might call it a hot link between the aliens and man, a giant sausage of knowledge from the center of the universe, the galactic center. Those little tykes will be able to carry on for us. Every one of those little kids is a potential Lee Majors, and I hope you're pleased with what we've done. The rising generations shall have reason to praise us, to pour out libations on our smoking altars, and we shall
know.
This is a non-smoking section. The Book of the Subgenius, Lunatic Prophecies for the Coming Weird Time, is out now and on your stand. Out now. If you don't see the book on your stand, complain. Loudly agitate and firebomb the store if necessary.
They are crazy.
It's a question of Bull Dada.
And its application, of course, in the society surrounding the Bull Dada.
We apply it from a little disposable tube.
That's right. Using the power shell and using the spirit of the Yakutizer Matrix applies the Bull Dada to the normals and fans. That's right.
They can record our language, they can translate words, but most of what we do is motivated by emotions, by belief systems and emotional systems that they cannot share.
Try to keep Bud calmed down a little bit. Bud's a pretty theatrical guy, so, you know, he's kind of trying to say, Bud, let's like be this guy, man. This guy was, Putzel was like invisible. There's no pictures of this man in existence, and he worked with Peggy Guggenheim for years. He was a total recluse, homosexual, alcoholic, totally ill person. And Bud's, you know, Bud's the opposite. Bud's this flamboyant kind of guy, and it was a little tough trying to keep him, Thank you.
I'd like you owners of your self-worth to do now is simply to bring your self-worth to their feet while you get to your feet. All right. Now, as you now are there, your self-worth is in front of you. Your self-worth is no longer crying. And you now can feel a new sense of your wholeness. Is that not true? And what about for you? Now, until this happens, parents are going to have to get their children to be their self-worth when they don't have it themselves. So I don't have it. You are here to make me feel whole. And the children know that. But at the same time, they're learning how to be separated themselves. And that fits with that other picture. Now, you have your self-worth, and now forever you have your self-worth, because you can stand up in front of God and everybody and to say, I am worthy, because now you're connected with that. Let's see what it feels like in your throat to say, I feel worthy, I love me, I value me. Let's see what that sounds like for you.
I feel worthy, I love me, I value me. Okay. Good.
And when you say that, what you know is happening is that all the energies of yourself are moving to form an integrated whole. These are not ways that you go out and kill people or step on them or become selfish. Because what we're doing is essentially filling in the gaps within ourselves that we used to have to bootleg from other people. Now he or she is forever. Never again will she disappear. So turn around now and just go gently on her back. And you're not holding her. You're just letting her know you're there. And what I do in a kind of a caricatured way is I looked at people have a zipper back here, see? And we unzip that psychologically and we pull in our self-worth. You can also do it from the front if you like that better. And then you close the zipper and you've got all that right here, you know, right from here and here. That's wonderful. So now you are always with you and your worth. The same is true with you. So now it's two people of worth who are coming together. Now the first child comes in. And these two, you get down on your back like you did when you came in. All right, and you can crawl through there too if you want to do it. I want to just show this part. Now you come and you and he are a contact. He doesn't come between the two of you. You and he can make a contact at this point that fits for you. Because you're free now to be whole. You're free to connect with each other and however you are, to share with each other the differences that you have about child rearing, to be able to let this one become free of your unspoken differences. That is, you can say to your husband here, you know, when I was growing up, I had this brother that my mother never really seemed to give any limits to. And I have to learn about how to give limits to this cute one because I want him to know that he needs to live in a world with limits. And you can come out and you say, well, you know, I don't know very much about that. You were brought up in a very strict place where the limits were too much. This is how parents come together. We merge two things. And so now what's going to be for this one? Because you know deep down that what you ask him to do is going to be the outcome of the best you know. Now there's another piece to this. If you do not consciously and in a total way now find new ways for you to teach him something you really want to, you want to teach him to respect limits, and you also at the same time want him to manifest his flowing of himself, you do the same. But how many times do parents say, I want my child to have something I didn't have, and then proceed to give the child exactly what they had? The reason for that is that the power of the learning is stronger than the comfort of the new learning until we get it. So one of the things that I do is I help people to say, what is it you want to have happen? Most people want wonderful things to happen. And then I say, okay, how can we learn that? And the background of that is all of the bad things, let's say, or the incomplete things that people learn that they don't want to continue. But the process of their learning has made it such that they will continue that unless they learn something else.
you to worship me.
Yes. Very good. Get up.
The proper sound to the receptor, so that you would wear your receptor, for example, which is tuned to a particular chakra vibration. At the same time, you would hear a sound. Now, when we talk about hearing a sound, if you play A, for example, which is A again, the A tunes into the pineal gland in the body, or the area of the highest head chakra.
The drawbridge is being lowered for another castle couple to trot through, and then to gallop. It's our floating, pleasant, tingling, clearness, as if stepping out from a lake after skinny dipping with friends.
In the body, now you can get up into the crown chakra, something else, but we're talking about the seven basic notes, A, B, C, D, E, G, F, E. And what happens is with these basic seven notes, we're going to get different responses. If we go down into the next power level or the next energy field, which is the note B, which would sound something a little bit different than A, it goes down a little bit further into the body than does the note A. It's a little bit different sound. And then if we go down into C, we're getting a little bit more down into the throat. And so on down the whole spectrum of the body. This is something interesting to note.
Colors vivid, feeling balanced, a heavenly human expression.
Young man, that's the same thing working. It puts them in touch with the experience of being alive. Going to the office every day, you don't get that experience, but suddenly you're ripped into being alive, and life is pain, and life is suffering, and life is horror. But by God, you're alive, and it's spectacular. And this is a case of being alive, rescuing that young man.
But I also know a man who said once, after years of standing on the platform of the subway, I die a little bit down there every day, but I know I'm doing so for my family. There are small acts of heroism.
Adam Newton, WZBC. Answers are at the back of the quiz. In saying do not look at them, I'm saying look at them for constructive purposes. Not for cheating purposes, which could distort your worldview and the otherwise bright future that could be in front of you. But I'm not saying that. I'm just indicating you could look ahead figuring things out. Be aware of the stray numbers could come at you at any angle. they could have an angle as well. Gary Geiserman. Out of Newton. The northeastern squishy corner. Kind of soggy. Not that great for your body, but it does hone that dome, stimulate the heaven force receptors, helping you figure it all out. Unless you go to MIT, of course. Branch office of world's biggest cult. So be careful there. 90.3 FM on the fanned out frequency line in this Metroplex area. Home of unusual audio. Simultaneously pipe cast into 728 urban and semi-urban markets by the telephone conglomeration, acting under the auspices of certain branches of Spook USA. Intercepting various college broadcasts all over. An area earmarked for deconfig penetration protocols. Semi top secret. Only internet access. You know how it works.
Once noble foundation lost. Pocahontas takes out some reefer. All of us sitting Indian style. Our pledge of allegiance. Forever today, friends. Forever today, friends. Thank you.
affair. And Jesus says, put up your sword, Peter, and put the ear back on. Peter has been drawing his sword ever since.
Is a universe by a truer definition. It is that which is versus turning into uni one.
On the high road for the most part, and our products are converted to film in an uncompressed form where DV is very compressed.
But given the pressures of time to trying to get things out, you resort to a kind of a shorthand, and you have to fill that paper up every day. It's curious in a kind of a mirror image way that Professor Chomsky is in total accord with Reed Irvine, who at the right-wing end of the spectrum says exactly what Chomsky does about the insinuating influence of the press, of the big media, as, quote, agenda setters, to use one of the great buzzwords of the time.
And it was noontime. In the springtime. In the springtime.
And then?
That's it. No, then.
Then! What happened next?
Actually claiming that the various European countries were destroying their agricultural industry so that when Spain enters the economic union, food prices would drop across the board. And they had photographs of these planes that were seeding clouds. I mean, they're sort of their version of the chemtrail mystery over there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are these people like the Nereus Syndicate that are out there using this technology, both electromagnetic technology and chemical, to, I think, manipulate the weather. I think the economic purpose behind it would probably be to once again control the food supply. I mean, that's the one thing that they really need to get their hands on. You need to destroy the family farmer. You need to corporatize food, because now they control everything else. They control the choke points of communication. You and I both know.
Sure.
There's like, what, 10 guys that own everything now. My God, you know, all the radio stations are owned by like one guy. But they have the choke point of control on information, which is the media.
Yeah, we call it.
Natural wobble of the planet, which has been exacerbated by atomic testing.
Blue skies, and lo and behold, the moon was visible.
Sort of shocked the planet slightly out of its orbit. And
Fire saying
so long until last time again.
This entertainment brought to you by GEG. Look for graphophone loop holos and magna players everywhere.
I remember rivers, Nellie.
Nice job there, Jim. Nell, MK53.
System. In.
Hello, Mark.
Punch up.
Video assist, please.
Retro.
Corbin.
Successful.
Vehicle.
Recovery.
Center.
Now.
In.
Contact.
Baffled.
Your.
Spacesuit.
Landing
failed.
Semi.
Dead.
Niner.
Flag.
Autumn.
Monitor.
Pig.
Music.
Circuit.
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 In.
Mark,
please.
Chested, barefooted, haven't shampooed or shaved. Long holiday weekend binge.
Okay, push down.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, son, you're coming right on time. Hope you ain't disappointed. There ain't more of a reception. My name's Tweety. This whole place is abandoned, you know. Nobody cares anymore. I don't care. It's a government job, though. And their hearts... Ah, here you are.
Welcome to President's Memorial Space Museum.
Well, they didn't tell me what to expect.
Well, they didn't want to bring you down, I suppose. That's a joke. Bring you down. Lift. How you feel?
Well, I feel... I guess I feel all right. I'd like to get out of this suit.
Suit yourself. We got some soft clothes fixed up for you. Right in the hot room. Over there. You go in, wash up, change. Decontaminate yourself, please. I got to turn on the lights in the old Pegasus hangar. There's a little surprise for you in there.
Really?
Well, not really, but close enough. You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm just a little confused. You
get the concept that God geometrizes, that it's fundamental to the very nature of the universe, that it generates orderly geometrical patterns.
We believe he can't see it.
Every indication is that he's asleep.
But we have no way of knowing for certain.
My name is Lucas Martino. I was born...
If that's real, it's classic interrogation.
I'm so tired.
Keep him awake. Keep asking him questions until he tells you everything.
I'm so tired.
Azarin had to try it. We have.
Name.
Question and answer games are proving nothing. Can't we use physical tests?
You know...
I have nothing...
You know we've tried everything that's been invented so far.
Martino.
You think he's faking?
Lucas Martino. My name is Lucas Martino. My name is Lucas.
Is it possible to brainwash him? Make him one of ours?
Colonel, to condition a man, you need to exert pressure. For that, you need more surface, more skin. You must be able to measure his pulse, his respiration, so you know when he's frightened, when he's tired, when he's telling the truth.
So, we've created our own problem, huh?
Something. Are just pictures. They're scenes. Before your eyes.
A higher spirit energy. So, say when Lenny suddenly gets quiet and then he begins to snore, I could ask him something and he would answer.
I'm right behind you.
Because he's conscious, and yet he has left his position of being in the analytical mind.
long ago. Remember?
No longer there watching everything.
The planet itself, because the moon is in a circular orbit and it's pulling away at a few feet a year or so.
Artist pictures.
Some people say it's getting closer and other people say it's moving away.
Don't know.
All of us were strangers to one another.
I'm right.
It's a rare glimpse. A sight to behold.
Way about 3 or 4 feet a year. It's actually the actual rotation, pitch, and yaw of the planet is such that we would think that it would actually sort of roll like a top rather gradually, but it doesn't do that. About every 12 to 13,000 years or so, it just kind of goes boink.
Behind you.
Over to one side.
What is your name?
Richard. Can you please stop the truck? We're getting pretty near the highway entrance here.
I'm sorry, but I'm not in radio contact with the truck.
So what are you going to do?
Can you possibly maybe wave at any passengers of any oncoming vehicles? Maybe you can get them to give his attention. Can you do that? Are your hands free?
I'm holding on very tight here.
Don't let go. Okay. Where are you located on the back of the truck?
I'm hanging onto the corner, the side corner, right next to the bumper sticker that says, how's my driving?
Sir.
You need to help me. Ma'am, we are so close to the highway. I don't even go on the highway in my car.
911. Why did you bother to call here instead of 911? There's got to be some way that, obviously, you're on the back of the truck. You should be able to get somebody's attention. You're going on a highway now. There's
got
to be a lot of cars there, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, get somebody's attention. Get them to get the driver's attention so that he will pull over, stop, and get you off his truck. And possibly, if he's a nice guy, he might take you back to your own car. Sir, obviously you're on the back of the truck. You're creating a scene. Wave somebody down. Get them to stop the truck.
Similar to an unusual painting that can't be easily described. Never before attempted products of strangeness.
Okay. Hey.
Time. Students and faculty of Northeast High School, attention Robert Montgomery, I should like to take this opportunity to extend my best wishes to each of you for your continued success with Project Spark, and specifically my heartiest congratulations to astronauts Jan Gabin, Harvey Rubin, and Scott Cherry upon completion of 193 hours of simulated flight. The telegram comes from L. Gordon Cooper, NASA astronaut.
And I might say that the letter I'm about to read is from Bob Walters. Bob Walters, as Fran could tell you, she could write his biography, was a boy without parents who might have been a nobody. He certainly was not a high academic student. He was most average or sub-average in many ways. But a few teachers who cared made a great difference in this boy's life. His letter comes on stationery marked USS Okinawa. I hope I can get through it. If I don't, hi, you'll have to go on. Dear Dr. Haller, I have only a few hours before I go. Today I will take a plane trip from this ship. I pray that I'll make it back, but it is all in God's hands now. You see, I'm going with three other men. We're going to be dropped behind the DMC, the demilitarized, zone.
Questions! What about skin pores, enzyme patterns, voice prints?
The
physical tests for a body like yours just have not been invented yet. The ones we've tried hurt you and prove nothing. You know that.
Like fingerprints.
Oh, sure. I know whose arm that is. I'll let that arm go anywhere it likes. It's the rest of you.
Then use my mind.
You might know they're really thinking about this stuff, Sean. NASA announced a plan they've been mulling over to move the Earth.
Crash course in directing actors in a month. I have to direct actors in this feature film. I don't have the slightest experience doing it. And to me, that's what makes or breaks a film. You know, good characters, good performances. Get them focused and actually listening and affecting each other in a
go ahead and do what you have to do.
Oh, look, I'm just here to help you. Let me hold on to those bulky things for you. Must be the holo log of the trip, right?
That's right. Yeah. They are a little hard to hold with these gloves on.
Well, let me take them off your hands.
All right.
No, not the gloves. The tapes.
No, I need to hold on to those.
No, fella.
A reassurance of what you have felt at times. Not all the time, just on special occasions.
Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. round-the-clock homeless renaissance fair / flea market, because there's a never-ending ecosystem of resellable garbage in most cities, and they have the market cornered. I'm not knocking homeless people. I usually don't need any BG's, A-Tracks, or gas-powered answering machines. But the thing is, I was walking through this neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very human moment, you know? This guy walks up to me. This is true. This guy walks up to me. He's got no shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing pants. He looks like he's been sleeping in for weeks. Okay, and he's holding the board game Sorry. I really didn't know what to do. You know, I'm looking at him. I think I'm a good person. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. So I just said, well, set him up. Let's play. You know, I don't want to buy the game, but I'll spend some time with you, my friend.
You just go get your fridge washed. I'll pick these things up.
Listen, be very careful.
Yeah, go right in there.
None of them are labeled.
Well, it's okay. Don't worry about a thing.
Listen, those are very valuable.
Close the door behind you. Please, close that door. Good. I got to send this in. Let's see. Tape secured. SEC. Final program. P. Print back. Okay. Whoa, she's cooking now. Hey, you hungry?
What?
I say, you hungry?
Oh, sure, I could eat something solid. How about some coffee?
Solid coffee? You're grounded now. I got that real thing bubbling here on the flash. You just go ahead, finish that shower.
Hey, listen, what about these?
Now I just better test these waxworks out again.
The time is now 4:44.
There she goes. Oh, real patriotic. A little loud, though. All set. You gonna be much longer?
Not if I don't have to stay.
Oh, no, I just come on out like you are.
Hey, did you pick up those tapes?
Ask me no questions. And I'll tell you no lies. No sense leaving them big doors open. Look at them, mothers. Oh, that's a little cozier now.
I'll just leave the waste bags inside. Hey, Tweeny? Hey, where are you?
Over here. Look. Surprise! Damn loud. That's better.
Renting the curtain of the starry night descends bold Pegasus from distant flight. Hail, explorer, hero, friend. Welcome back to Brother Earth again. How appropriate these innocuous words seem beside the big thrill you must feel as you return down home after 20 long and short years, Mark. And what a similar thrill your real friends and employers would feel if they could be with you now in person. Only the inchoate passage of time has rendered this impractical. Here, however, through the miracle of interloid crystal memory and Boulderama, I am honored to introduce your old chief, Intendant General George Gorgon, commander of this space agency, retired.
My version. Welcome back to the blessed blue world, Mark. That's right. We're still waiting for you down here. And all of us, officers and employees alike, will be so proud and relieved when you make it home. Well, my boy, heaps of changes have gone right on by in the course of time since 79. So I'll expect you'll have a lot to catch up on in your personal life. And so, we won't keep you waiting here too long. I know what a fistful of pressure you've been under out there.
It looks real, don't it?
And of course, your back pay and a bonus is waiting for you.
I don't
remember. As well as one heck of a U-Sync service pension plan. I want to recommend it to you. Not to mention a tour with the Active Duty Retirement Corps. So, at ease, Mark.
Therefore, when you look at the behavior of our social organizations, you see that not very much has changed over the last 1,000 years.
Quality time.
He probably didn't really want to play. Sorry.
No, I played with him. He beat me 2 out of 3, and there were no pieces, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, what I learned from that is that, you know, sometimes in this life, you know, you just have to play along, you know, because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes you just have to say, yes, it is your turn again, you know.
Yeah.
And then other times you have to say, hey, you know, quit following me, buddy, you know.
Hard one is to love your neighbor like you do yourself. These are some of the basic things that are necessary in our personality systems that need revision oftentimes before we go on into the higher solutions. Now with the extraterrestrials that are here, they're teaching us a lot, and I think you have to kind of work through those basic things to get in touch with yourself before you really pursue the higher realms that we're all going to go to. And on top of all the negative things that are going on, there are a lot of positive things. It's really important to start focusing more on the positive things, but at the same time when you're making this focus, be sure that you realize what the negative energies are all about and that they're very much there, and you have to guard yourself against them. And this is why it's so important to keep yourself in a low-key, balanced, think things out, and really get into this science thing that we're talking about. I think it'll help, but I don't really suggest anything for any solution at this point in time. Everybody has to sort of find their own way. And so far, I hope in all these tapes that we've been able to show you some of the things that Scott Wolf has said, some of the things that I'm saying right now and will say in the future of this series, in my lectures and seminars, I hope that some of this will come together and it'll work for you.
Yeah, my name is. I live at Drive.
All right.
And I had made payment arrangements on my bill.
Yeah.
And I just got a shutoff notice today.
They said you off. Well, you got to pay your bill. If you pay your bill, they won't shut you off. You won't have to freeze your ass off.
That it generates orderly geometrical patterns. It gets really interesting when we get to what I call
good morning,
the
Ellis.
Fourth
Sarah,
law
and,
of coherency, because here we
on,
bring in this concept,
starting another
a new
cup
concept,
of tea. It's Saturday morning and it's
of
April.
Philosophy harmonics. Now, to illustrate how this works,
I, of course,
let me give you
so
a simple analogy.
On February 1st or something. Anyhow, I just wanted to send you a tape and shoot the shit with you and visit, and I hope everything's going really well for you.
You're just a little fish in this me before you game. I still say any boob off the street can do what you do.
That may make it easier for people to visualize this. Suppose you have a conveyor belt in a completely dark room, and this conveyor belt moves 1 inch per second, exactly 1 inch per second, and on the conveyor belt is a line of little light-emitting diodes, or for those of you who may not be up on all the technology, let's just say little magical pinheads that light up or bleep once per second. Now, what happens under these conditions, because you can only see them when they light up, and they only light up once per second exactly, and they're all moving forward 1 inch per second, and they're all spaced exactly 1 inch apart. You have the stroboscopic illusion that they're not moving at all, because each time they light up, each little LED or pinhead is in exactly the same position that the one ahead of it had at the last time they lit up. Mm-hmm. And so you have the illusion of a stationary row of little lights 1 inch apart, bleeping on once per second. But we can take this a step further. Let's superimpose on that first row another row that's also 1 inch apart, lights up once per second, but is moving 2 inches per second. And let's superimpose on that yet a third row that lights up once per second, is spaced 1 inch apart, but moves 3 inches per second.
Over to move the Earth.
This is absurd. Yeah, there's another whole thing too about what they're actually calling God rockets, and the God rockets would that they would actually nail rockets down to the Earth, quite literally, and let these things go off in order to actually change the rotational pattern of the planet to try to sort of knock it back into kilter.
Above that, we then have the channel select keys. These allow us to actually define and set up groups and also control editing within the Pro Tools environment. Moving up the channel strip from there, we then have the automation status keys. Again, working on individual channels or groups, we can put them into write, touch update, latch update, read, and trim update for doing relative moves for faders, sends, plugins, etc.
Goes a little deeper, and then the body goes into this profound, peaceful state. End of their, the world is sometimes hard and harsh, and there's a lot of pain. Yet there's also something very wonderful, a common field that's beautiful and shining and wonderful. And when a person has cancer, many times they touch that place. Something about their pain and their suffering draws them into this deep place. And I try to go to that deep place every day. And when people come in this room, we try to go there together. And whenever that happens, something magical happens.
WCBC. Newton, USA. Station comes in good right here. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Dealing with the human and the current option.
gently moving out of the frequency cocoon to friendly family ambience we're so used to and get a handful of loving from. Gently into that good night, fellow white chef in the kitchen, spoil no broth. 90,000 years of the white chef. Now, there's only one way to get out of certain things. So far, that thing has been a low probability. But at least it has a probability. And you have thought of it. I'll say no more. Don't want to give it away. GaryG4@Mac.com. WZBC.org. That means the good guys. If you must think that way. (617) 552-4686. It's a social security number. Dial that number, you go straight into the encryption capsule and the send back. Won't feel a thing. Just pay your bills on time, nobody gets hurt. It's production, I tell you. American style production. Hardest working group of white ambient family friends this side of Stonehenge. Hard at work. Working man kind of thing. Hero of the working man. USA. Can't knock it. Can't go sardonic on that, baby. Gotta respect it.
Gets very still.
And let's superimpose on that another row that's 1 inch apart, lights up once per second, but moves 4 inches per second, and then another that's 5 inches per second, 6 inches per second, 7 inches per second, and so on. Now, what happens after 1 second? Well, one pinhead that moves 1 inch per second will move 1 inch forward. The one that's right behind it that moves 2 inches per second will move 2 inches to exactly the same position as the other one. The one that's 3 inches behind the first one will move 3 inches in that 1 second to the same position that the other two moved to. The one that's 4 inches behind the one that was moving 1 inch per second, and 2 inches behind the one that was moving 2 inches per second, and 1 inch behind the one that was moving 3 inches per second will move 4 inches to exactly the same point, and so on up and down the row. In other words, you still end up with the illusion of a stationary row of pinheads spaced 1 inch apart, lighting up once per second.
This gaga goo goo go 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 world that we live in. That's why everybody's ticked off. From being ripped off. Then they're pissed off, wanting to get off, being told to F off, kiss off, blast off.
CD the other day. Hadn't listened to it for a while, and I was just I'm walking around my kitchen, which you can visualize in your mind, which is really sort of my living room, all in one. I was just thinking about you the other day, and I wanted to send you a tape. I actually, later on in this tape, I'm going to share a song that I worked on the day after you left. I woke up on Sunday morning, you left Saturday, and I just had this song come spilling out of me. And
well, let's take this analogy and shift it over to simple wave mechanics.
Standing there, looking out the window at planet Earth.
1 inch per second is like a fundamental wavelength. Let's say that the lighting up 1 inch per second is like the vibrations coming together at a node, imploding into each other, forming a particle-like instant, and then dispersing as waves again. So the lighting up is like the imploding into a node of the vibrations. And let's say that the 1 inch per second is the time that it takes a vibration to go the distance of its own wavelength, which is the fundamental time unit for that particular vibratory pattern. So what this means is that we can have many different coexisting fields of vibration having the same or harmonically related wavelengths and frequencies, having the same velocity, or, and this is very important, they can have harmonically related velocities which all share the same standing wave nodes. In other words, which all compress together in the same positions in space. And the illusion of materiality, the illusion of matter, like this desk or this console here, are simply created by vibrations that are moving through a universal vibratory matrix at tremendous velocities, but the points at which they interact with each other remain in the same positions. Tremendous velocities, but the points at which they interact with each other. In the same positions are standing waves. That's where the word standing comes from, even though the vibrations themselves are moving at tremendous velocities. So if this is true, if this is how the universe is created on all levels, and if this is how matter is created, you have the same thing in the Bible. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, in other words, the creator principle. Then if everything is manifested out of vibrations, and if the entire universe on all levels is really just one big giant fractal hologram, in a sense, you know, organized vibratory pattern, then it's possible under the right conditions to materialize or dematerialize a quote physical object. In other words, if all the atomic particles that make up a spaceship or a UFO are all resonantly tuned to each other, and if they can all be resonantly amplified or stimulated in such a way that in order to preserve the energy, law of conservation of energy, they have to go into a higher velocity mode, then all those little standing wave nodes that make up the building blocks of matter on a physical level could all instantly tunnel through at the same time and re-emerge as a nodal pattern of vibrations moving at twice or three times or four times or any other velocity harmonic of the speed of light. And the structural information in the formation of the spacecraft itself remains the same. Nothing is lost. It simply shifts up a dimension. It's no longer visible or detectable to us in the physical dimension, but it contains all of its internal structural integrity intact and goes into a parallel universe that exists in the same space.
4 to 5 tenants surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum. Sugarless gum, sugarless gum, sugarless gum, sugarless gum, 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 income, become. Continental 962, heavy turn left heading 140.
140, Continental 962.
American 7736, contact Newark Tower 118.3, take care, thanks.
You do good work. American 7736.
They're going to have to build planes faster to keep me interested, Leo.
I'll be damned.
Continental 428, descend and maintain 5,000.
6 to 5, Continental 428.
Continental 961, go direct to Robbinsville this time, please.
Robbinsville, Continental 961.
Shoots. He scores.
It's sleek, it's crisp.
Is that crisp vector room or what? I got them lined up like rockets.
Coming heavy to 420.
lately?
Tina, too muscular.
You see her past.
You like sex with your wife.
It makes me feel sick.
If you get such a crispy, I'll take them.
I want a side of berries and a slice of melon.
A side of White House.
We toast. Yeah,
whatever
no
butter
is fine.
And coffee.
Oh,
no butter.
Okay.
No butter, we toast.
I got a starry candle.
Not to worry there, Kim. Just everybody loses the picture sometimes. Take the weight off those lovely getaway sticks.
Don't worry. He's bailed us out, too.
Okay.
Is it right here? Water up. 2 eggs, easy nut, runny, extra crisp bacon, browns, and wheat light. 1 3-egg ham and cheddar, no onion, cottage fries, bacon, and rye. And a 3-egg sunny, runny, tall buttermilk and ham. Pigs, browns, double order white, and side berries, melon. Move it! People are hungry!
Above that, we then have our DSP assign and edit functions. These allow us to view our inserts, dynamics, EQs, pan functions, and sends for each of those individual channel strips.
I communicate with is not just words but intonation. You indicate with your voice with.
Italy looks like a leather high heel boot.
You're talking, but at least
Michigan
afterwards,
like
and figure
head.
Out did we make him happy after we serviced that customer, or was he did he go away angry? And
Massachusetts, a nipple. Florida, a limp penis.
Is a big part of that.
TJ Hazen?
Yeah, and of course, if they're annoyed, I think we've discovered that people who are annoyed, their recognition tends not to be as good. Get angry, they start to hyperarticulate.
California, an erect ding dong.
And when the recognition starts to fail, that just makes them even angrier. So if you're capable of identifying anger or annoyance, it might be a good idea to quickly ship them off to a human in that case.
Now, we have different machines now, but we are still doing the same thing we did before.
Let's keep in touch.
Hollywood, Bollywood, Las Vegas, stardom, Hell's Kitchen. Directors, producers, writers, sponsors, makeup personnel.
But the prosodic cues, these are the cues that we call in the intonation and the duration of what they're saying and the loudness, they're available for us to take advantage of, and it's just a matter of people building a model for annoyance or a model for happiness.
And there's a lot of different techniques and tricks and methods for doing that.
Name one that you used in the making of Ghost World.
One method that I used?
Yeah, to relax an actor.
Sometimes,
get them in focus.
I tried to keep the set a very fun set. Everybody that was there was always cracking jokes and laughing and having a ball. That was the first thing, just to keep everybody relaxed. And then, you know, oftentimes with Thor, I'd go through the script line by line. Just tell her the intention of the way it was written. If she didn't quite agree with it or didn't quite get it, you'd at least tell her the intention of it.
Julie, listen to this. Stanley, you know this one?
What?
What did the Zen Buddha say to the hot dog vendor?
What?
Make me one with everything. That's a great joke.
It is.
Well, what's he doing with that Delta?
You want the Delta?
I want the Delta or the Continental.
Can we just reroute the JAL?
Here, I got it.
Come on, Nick, you don't have space for a heavy.
So what?
I got a hole, Leo, but I got to take him down.
Where? Where's the hole? Show me the hole.
Behind the Delta. I can't give him a full five. He'll bounce around, but I'll get him down.
Got a hole.
It's not a big hole, but it's a hole.
Gentlemen, please, Russell, bring the Japan, and after that, I'm telling Senta to slow him. This is getting nuts.
It wasn't a hole.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't a hole.
If you're kind of coming in.
Well, obviously it was. He's in it.
Hey, ladies, it's a hole. Can we direct some traffic here? Newark.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing arias from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in Barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan...
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
The odds are 50-50, heads or tails.
Lights, cameras, auditions on the casting couch.
If it were true, the coin would land on its edge every single time. That's the rarest of all results in a coin toss.
Indeed.
what's really happening is that what are called secondary and tertiary factors are causing the coin to be heads or tails. I say no. There are zones in time where heads are favored and zones in time where tails are favored. The idea that time can be described as a perfectly smooth surface and then dealt with statistically is just a first pass with Greek idealism, and a careful examination of nature shows it to be inadequate in the same way that perfect circles were inadequate for describing planetary motion.
And it makes me hungry. You know, my dad insisted on driving me here tonight, Julie.
Really?
Makes a left-hand turn from the extreme right-hand lane.
Ooh.
I said, Dad, you're trying to get us killed. He said, I thought you were driving. Left. I couldn't start.
In traditional terms, might be called an astral plane or an etheric subplane or the physical plane or whatever. And this, in my opinion, is what UFOs do in fact do, that those beings who create them and who travel the universe in them have reached a point in their evolution where they don't know the same limitations that we do in terms of crossing boundaries between that which is material and that which is psychic or non-material.
Finish Neptune the way it should be done. Let me prove it that way.
No way.
All you can see is security. You don't seem to understand the other aspects of the situation.
Meant in this line would be a start, and then you try to give them positive playable choices. You know, you try to give them like a verb instead of like an end result, something to play, something active to play in the scene, so that they don't get too self-conscious and stagey with the performance.
Birch has a particularly clear way of letting you know what she's feeling when she's giving a line by the slant of her eyes or the tilt of her head or the expression on her face. And it never looks like she's mugging for the camera, but you know what she's feeling by watching her.
A lot of it in a film, they just have to think it. They don't have to indicate it anymore. They just have to think it, and you can see it in their eyes. That's why I never liked plays as a kid. My parents used to take me to plays. I was never that into them. I never quite got the idea of it. Like, how can you get the same feeling from this performance sitting in the front row as you do in the back row? It's just, you know, it's different in films. Why I like films. You can be very nuanced and very subtle in film.
Really exciting for me. partly because it was a real story song, and also because it had nothing to do whatsoever with Michael. It had to do with my childhood. And we just, you asked me so many questions on your visit, getting to know me, that it helped me remember things and also helped me realize that I don't remember very much.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
That's witches versus turning into you. Fact uses but one among many dimensional and non-dimensional universes. Yours is a universe by a truer definition. It is that which is versus turning into uni one.
And of course, Rita Irvine sees this as a left-wing conspiracy of foisting liberal ideas in both domestic and foreign affairs on the American people. But in both cases, I think that the premise really is an insult to the intelligence of the people who consume news.
We ask, what would you expect of those media on just relatively uncontroversial, guided free market assumptions? And when you look at them, you find a number of major factors entering into determining what their products are. These are what we call the filters. So one of them, for example, is ownership. Major corporations, which are parts of even bigger conglomerates. Now, like any other corporation, they have a product which they sell to a market. The market is advertisers, that is, other businesses. What keeps the media functioning is not the audience. They make money from their advertisers. And remember, we're talking about the elite media, so they're trying to sell a good product, a product which raises advertising rates. And ask your friends in the advertising industry, that means that they want to adjust their audience to the more elite and affluent audience. That raises advertising rates. So what you have is institutions, corporations, big corporations, that are selling relatively privileged audiences to other businesses. Well, what point of view would you expect to come out of this? I mean, without any further assumptions, what you'd predict is that what comes out is a picture of the world, a perception of the world, that satisfies the needs and the interests and the perceptions of the sellers, the buyers, and the product.
Just keep reading those cue cards they're writing, playing that role that you've been continually typecasted in.
Thank you, George. Now, Mark, let's go to Landfill, California, where the beautiful rock sand pavement, dark star of the mandatory entertainment corps, awaits to talk to you.
I am unbelievably honored to be here at remote Indio Perdido Lake near the bank of the lusty Colorado River, where an earth-moving miracle is taking place as far as the eye can see.
What a piece of ash.
Yes, Mark. This is Panorama Land 2000, where all of civilization is being gathered together on a desert contoured, climate conditioned, and completely re-greened landfill. Wherever you stand, sit or lie in Panorama Land 2000, there will always be something new. As the nation cleans its drawers of the 20th century in preparation for the millennial year of century 2000, it is feeling that you should return on the heels of the century. Naturally, it will be exciting to hear what you have to tell, and even more exciting to show your own story here as an example to others. Congratulations from Panorama Land 2000.
And it was one of those moments that I will probably savor forever, because just the timing couldn't have been better for him to call right then. We talked for a little bit, and he asked me if I would come over to his house for a party that he was having on the 4th of July. And I said, yes, I would be glad to. And so I came back out on the deck, and I think you were pacing or something. And I just felt so smug at saying that it was him and we were going to have a date. We were going out. I even asked you what you thought I should wear.
Moving up from that, we then have our channel bar and scribble strip display. This is something that's unique
we
to
did
Control
get together,
24.
And
it allows
we
us to operate in
times.
The traditional mode, i.e. viewing our channel strip information
vertically
down the console.
I thought he was really nice.
Console,
I liked him a lot.
Or it allows us to take any individual channel.
Sex was incredible.
And lay the
Sex was incredible. Just incredible with him. We could just go hours. I mean, we were like animals.
So, for example, at the moment, we're viewing individual channel names and
the scribble
strips.
One time he had to get up and go in the other room. He just said, I have to rest.
Right.
But it was also really tender in a lot of ways. We would sit sometimes for an hour or more talking and just stroking each other, just touching each other.
However,
with our clothes on,
if I call up inserts on a particular channel,
it was really nice.
In this case we can see this is our vocal channel, and we have our five inserts running from left to right.
And we stopped seeing each other, and I didn't know why. I mean, he stopped calling me, and I didn't call him to find out what was going on. You know, why I hadn't heard from him.
I can see currently I have a drama plug-in and a pitch bender plug-in assigned. I want out of focus right EQ. I hit assign mode, choose the insert point that I want, and I can just dial through my list of installed plugins until I get to the
bandana
one I want, in this case the focus right, take it out of assign,
kind of
it then gets loaded and you see it appear on screen.
Lightly. You wanted to know why I was beating on you. To hit your head all the time with your wrists, with your fists. You would just beat on your head, or you would hold my hand on your forehead and make me press down. And it would upset me so much that you were beating on your head because I was...
Before saying the conventional science...
Still upset about my father.
...does not have and cannot have with its present course of investigation and a proper understanding of time.
That's right, because...
I really enjoyed being with you.
It assumes that it is to be analyzed with statistics, and that flattens out and denies the difference among various times and types of time.
It was always unpredictable. And it was always frustrating.
Time. There will be more and more breakdown of ordinary reality and more and more distorted scenarios of what it is.
That clearly is a process underway now.
Yes, and everyone is, through their own fears, religious training, hope, they're trying to project what is it, and there's a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty. I am not afraid of it. I would really like, one of the great things about the psychedelic aliens is they don't vibrate with this strange vibe that the feeble trading grays of popular media vibrate with.
And when the relationship was the most intense for me, which was that spring, because I guess we met in February, and so between February and, say, May...
are fighting with each other.
It was real intense for me.
There's no cohesion, there's no central purpose.
And some nights
we have a society
composed
of competitive individuals.
And that sleep would be so disturbed.
Arranged in little hierarchies which are unstable because other competitive individuals are always entering these hierarchies and attempting to displace the individuals on the top.
I have terrible dreams. And there were dreams of nuclear war and its destruction.
The much more upbeat and affirmative kind of alien contact that occurs through the plant.
This one plant, or this one drug that you described,
dimethyltryptamine.
DMT. I don't know what that is.
Well, what makes it so attractive in a discussion like this, Art, is it's one of the most powerful of all the psychedelics, but it only lasts 5 minutes.
Really crazy about you.
What about voice recognition in terms of security? Are voices that distinct? You know, that you use fingerprints and, you know, these eye machines? Can you do that with a voice?
So the value of voice actually is the availability of the microphones almost everywhere. With every machine, every telephone handset, voice as an input mechanism is there. So now coming to the performance of the system, voice definitely provides different signature for different people. So we have built a system for being able to identify and also verify a person who wants to get to a banking system,
right,
or their account.
Your ATM or something.
And ATM. And one thing that we have found was that sometimes the voice print might not be enough. So we rely on this knowledge of... there are three things that we use to identify people. The key that we have, the physical key that we have, the knowledge that we have, and also our appearance or the biometrics that we have. So we try to combine two things, which is the voice print, which is our real biometric, with the knowledge that we have. And we have created something which is called conversational biometrics. And
things together with a policy of how to go and interact with the machine actually creates a very, very robust environment for verifying a person who wants to have access to the system.
And as if something was going to drive me away, go out of that, but I wasn't
going to stay. It depends on your awareness, what you're aware of.
And what you want, what you really want. I mean, sometimes you walk into a bar and with the attitude, I just want to get laid tonight.
Yeah, and it's okay as long as you're aware of it.
And you don't walk away hurt, you don't walk away
hurt.
Kind of
what your next movie will be?
Oh, boy. I guess I better pretty soon. The standard of living has been raised. My wife made us get some cell phones, new computer. The overhead's going up. I have to pay the bill. I just turned down a $10,000 offer from The Gap to have my photo taken. The Gap. I said... What do you mean, have my photo taken for The Gap? They said, yeah, we're doing a ad campaign and billboards and magazines of young, hip film directors. I said, I'm 53 years old. I'm not young. I'm not hip. I don't even wear blue jeans, you know. I said, I'm sort of short, disheveled, graying guy with white, hairy arms. You're going to put me in, like, a Gap T-shirt and think that's going to sell, like, Gap clothes? As tempting as that $10,000 was, you know, they employ sweatshop laborers in Saipan. You're not going to endorse that company. Screw them.
Well, were you flattered that they thought you could be a hip model for their clothes?
Clearly, you know, obviously they never even seen what I look like, and they know nothing about me or my politics. I'm sure they never even saw the film. If they saw that film, it'd be clear to any thinking person, this is the last guy who's going to endorse The Gap. It's like 6 years of my life went into making some big statement against, like, this corporate consumerism sweeping the planet and ruining the earth.
And actresses at
get from, say, the Pleiades or some other part of the galaxy many light years away to our solar system or back again. Travel at the speed of light, that would take centuries or millennia or even longer, depending on how far they're traveling. They simply step their whole craft up to a higher parallel dimension, to a higher velocity harmonic of the speed of light, then propagate it at those much greater velocities to wherever they're going, and then re-manifest it physically. In other words, they're interdimensionally hopscotching in a way.
Good morning. This month in my travels around the country, I'm talking about values that make community strong and our nation unique. One of those essential American values is compassion. A little more than a week ago, I visited a Habitat for Humanity building site where volunteers were helping a family find the dignity of owning a home. Every community offers its own examples of service. Shelters for battered women and children, crisis pregnancy centers, treatment for drug addiction, care for the homeless, hope for those in prison and their families. The groups behind these caring efforts have advantages government social programs often can't match. The idealism of volunteers, an intimate knowledge of the communities they serve, and values stronger than the problems they face. A compassionate government should find ways to support their good works. Unfortunately, government often treats charities and community groups as rivals instead of partners. And this week came some new evidence. Soon after I took office, I instructed my Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives to examine federal rules and regulations for discrimination against community and faith-based groups. Five cabinet agencies now have issued their findings. Their report, entitled Unlevel Playing Field, documents a government bias against faith and community-based organizations, a bias that exists even when constitutional concerns about church and state have been addressed. Government administrators restrict religious groups from even applying for funding simply because they are religious. They place artificial limits on what programs and how much funding faith-based groups can apply for. In some cases, they restrict civil rights these faith-based and community-based groups enjoy under federal law. This is wrong. Next Wednesday will mark the fifth anniversary of bipartisan charitable choice legislation. This law says faith-based organizations should be able to compete for some contracts to provide social services. But even this limited charitable choice law has been almost entirely ignored by many federal administrators. They've done little to help or require state and local governments to involve faith-based providers, as the law requires. I've appointed advocates in five cabinet agencies to end this bias, and soon. My Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives is also working closely with groups to help them know their civil rights, know how to effectively apply for funds so their good works can be expanded. We must also broaden charitable choice to more social service areas, removing barriers of discrimination against the participation of faith and community groups. By doing so, we will welcome them to more fully confront the poverty and hopelessness that remain in America. The House of Representatives took a key step in leveling the playing field by passing my faith-based and community initiative, which broadens charitable choice and encourages charitable giving. I applaud the bipartisan House vote and urge the Senate to pass that legislation with the leadership of Senators Joe Lieberman and Rick Santorum. The needs are real. The time to act is as soon as Congress returns to work after Labor Day. If you agree, let your senator know if you see him or her during the congressional recess. Faith-based and community groups cannot replace the work of government, but with government's help, they can serve many more people, and my administration is committed to providing that help. Compassion is one of the values that builds communities of character, because every community of character must be a community of service. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
How come you haven't worked Microsoft's latest QuickTime crippling Internet Explorer upgrade into the script yet?
Yeah, I read this one.
Unquote. That's what we're hearing from dozens of fans. Well, maybe minus the G part. Perhaps we need to cut back on our Leave It to Beaver intake. True, the issue first surfaced 2 whole weeks ago, and we haven't touched it yet. But that's because Microsoft's latest mistake is so obviously an overt, anti-competitive, sleazoid move, we figured everybody already knew the score. I sure didn't, by the way. But then we overheard somebody state, without the teeniest hint of irony in his voice, that he felt Microsoft's latest QuickTime oops was an honest mistake and not part of some massive conspiracy to undermine Apple's media technology. And we certainly couldn't let that pass without comment. No kidding. I had no idea. Had you heard this before you read this on Apple Parents?
No.
This happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's
and
weird how stuff's not getting
and
around.
And no
these
one
days.
Said a word. I mean, you would think Macintouch, MacNN.
There's another article you have today that's the same situation, isn't
and
there?
This is amazing. Yeah, it's exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. We'll get
stuff
to that later.
Not getting out to people who need to know.
You'll learn about that later.
Yeah.
For those who have no idea what the heck we're talking about, faithful viewer Scott Nannis has kindly pointed out a handy CNET article which describes the phenomenon. Here's the gist. Microsoft's most recent service pack for Internet Explorer, the Windows version, breaks the QuickTime plugin completely. Why, you ask? Because after the service pack is applied, i.e. 5.5 and the upcoming Internet Explorer 6, no longer support plugins at all.
Whoops.
Instead, Microsoft is, try not to die of shock here, pushing its own ActiveX technology as the way to link web content to desktop applications. Wow. Heck, we're actually stunned the company didn't pull a move like this sooner. It managed to antitrustify Netscape into irrelevance ages ago.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Which is really kind of true, by the way. and scarily true. So it was inevitable that any sort of Netscape technologies like the browser plugin would soon be shown the door. And I must say that that's true. And, you know, what's really frustrating about that, and macOS Radio listeners, about 65% of you are using Explorer and about 30% of you are using Netscape, according to our latest listener survey. The 30% of you that are using Netscape and are having issues with our site, we promise you that we are not putting code in our website that is breaking Communicator. It's a known glitch that we're working on, and I know that it comes and goes, and we're finding the function command in the HTML coding, and we promise to make that better soon. But we promise you that we're not just we're not blowing off Netscape the way Microsoft would like us to. Yeah, it's just fun for us. Yeah, trust me. We're in here late at night having lots of fun with the code because we like to do that sort of thing.
There you go, there you go.
Anyway, back to the ATF story. The problem appears to be that Microsoft kind of sort of neglected to mention this little architectural change to anyone, particularly Apple, whose QuickTime Media software is probably now regarded by millions of Internet Explorer for Windows users as a steaming pile of non-functioning garbage. Meanwhile, Apple is now scrambling to, quote, fix, unquote, QuickTime so that it works with Microsoft's new No Plugins Allowed browser. And yet there are apparently still people out there who feel that this was an honest mistake on Microsoft's part. Evidently, said people have forgotten that nearly 3 years ago, Apple software VP Avi Tavanian, by the way, head of AppleSoft and the guy who wrote the mock kernel at Carnegie Mellon, testified in the Redmond Justice trial that Microsoft threatened to cease development of Office for the Mac unless Apple, quote, knifed the baby, unquote, by dropping QuickTime for Windows completely. By the way, I wrote extensively about that in Get Info, which was a Macintosh monthly magazine that I edited several years ago. I wrote several articles about that and was really ticked about that at the time. It's completely true. They also seem to have forgotten Avi's claim that when Apple refused, Microsoft had deliberately introduced error messages into Windows so that QuickTime for Windows users would be prompted to switch back to Microsoft's own Active Movie software instead.